Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the smoothness of my voice, then that can only mean one thing, that you are on live on the greatest neo-soul show on the web, powered by xtothel.com. I'm the one and only Q-Man, and along with my partner T-Mitch, we are going to deliver to you 60 minutes of neo-soulgasm. T-Mitch, we got you there, man? Okay, great. Well, we do have T. Mitch on the line. We're working through that. We're coming off of our Circle of Sisters event over the weekend. We want to thank everybody that came and checked us out at our booth. It was a lot of love at booth 205, New York. New York came and put their best foot forward. We sold a lot of books. We sold a lot of promotional things. And we had a good time. So, again, we want to thank everybody that came out and showed the love over the weekend. And my new book, The Dirty Circle, sold out on Saturday in just under 4 hours, which was fantastic and unexpected. T-Mitch, we got you on the line yet? Well, we'll get to him. So, what else happened over the weekend?
I'm here.
We had a...
I'm here.
I was just telling everybody about our weekend.
Yeah, a very, very good weekend, man. Shout out to everybody.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody that saw us at Circle of Sisters. I don't know how I'm sounding right now. That's what I'm working on.
Yeah, it's a little rough, but we're going to get through it, man.
You go ahead and tell everybody about Circle of Sisters, and I'm going to get back on the better line.
Well, we had a good time. It was a long weekend, but a lot of people bought books. A lot of people came and talked to us. We moved a lot of products. We met a lot of people. We made a lot of new contacts. Margot B stopped by the booth, showed us some love, and we just had a great weekend. One of our co-founders, Drake, stopped by and infused a lot of energy, to say the least, into what we had going on. But, you know, great experience. I love New York. I can't live there, but
it's
a lot of fun. Yeah, can't live there, but it's a lot of fun going over there.
Is that better, Q? Do I sound like I'm a part of the show now?
Yep. It's a little better.
Great. Good. That's what we're going to do. We're going to rock with that, then. So,
okay.
I hear you telling everybody about New York Circle of Sisters. You want to tell them everything? You don't have to leave any details out, are you?
Oh, I was going to leave it at that. Why? Is there something I'm leaving out?
I told everybody that it wasn't about me. Circle of Sisters was about the Q-Man. I was going to be his sidekick and, you know, assist in getting the word out about XCDL. Big shout out to the XCDL family. Drake Collie joined us at our booth on Saturday. and
yes, he did.
Did an amazing job. He turned up for an old guy. He turned the mojo. He got me and Q up from the booth and being the Q man and T Mitch. For a minute there, we were being Mr. Davis and Terrence, and he got us in the character. He got us ready to go. He got us loose, and it was absolutely amazing. It was fun. We just had a really, really good time. So big shout out to Drake Colley for stepping up and helping us out with that, and to anyone that Drake said, you know, any of the women he took the pictures with, I hope he didn't call y'all along because his wife went through his phone. There were no Maury situations.
Well, what do you think our wildest incident of the weekend was, T Mitch?
Wildest incident. Well, for me, there's a tie between two things that happened. So like you, man, said, ladies and gentlemen, we were at booth 205. For anybody that's been to the Jacob Javits Center before, that's like the furthest row all the way to the right. So we were right next to the stage for, like, the performers that weren't with BLS. So we were by the educational music guy. And he was it was one of those things, you know, where they're singing songs and the kids are supposed to sing along with the song. And, you know, the songs aren't, you know, the greatest songs you ever heard in your life. So it was always interesting, to say the least. That was one. But I brought that up because when they were done, McDonald's took over that area. Wildest moment for me was trying to sell books and trying to tell people about XCL and the Neo Soul Show while McDonald's had every black person there doing a montage of line dances.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Was not loving it. So it started with the Cupid Shuffle, then the Electric. I don't even know if they did the Electric Slide. They did the Mississippi Mud Slide. They did a whole. Then they did like three or four slides I knew nothing about. They just started teaching people line dances. It was a lot.
Yeah, that was rough. I think
the other moment mm-hmm. for me, that was the wildest moment. We saw two young ladies that appeared to be model-esque, and Q-Man calls these young women over, and he tells this girl, after we find out that they're singers, and we tell them that, you know, we're hosts on a Neo Soul radio show, Q-Man decides he's going to spit game for me, and he tells the light-skinned girl, and just so you know, he likes long walks on the beach.
I was kidding.
She didn't think you was kidding.
And that
all
was funny.
Blush, all the blush in that girl face, she ain't think you was kidding.
I just wanted to rattle you more than anything else.
It wasn't appreciated.
Oh man, yeah, that was something else. So what we got going on? Oh
well. Yeah, you go ahead. You can thank you, man. What was your wildest moment at Circle Sisters?
I think mine was the large woman that came over and took one of her ginormous breasts out when purchasing my book.
The woman that gave us a stage name?
Yes. You know that's on video, too.
Shout out to Diva Jen. That's her stage name, ladies and gentlemen.
What was it?
Diva.
Why do you remember that?
I remember everything. I don't miss anything.
Oh, gosh. There's something wrong with you.
Diva Jen was all in Q-Man's face, and he was doing... I had to give him kudos because he was being very polite. He was trying to get that
there
sale.
There you go.
Because he was not trying to be her friend. But she was just, you know, just the name of the book. People saw the Dirty Circle And, you know, then, we were both dressed very well. We were next to a table talking about, you know, keeping your pants up. So, you know, we were just represented very well in that area. And when people saw the Dirty Circles, they thought the worst. There was a passion party table to our right, which didn't make the Dirty Circle that much better, but it drew a lot of attention to the table. And that allowed, you know, Q and I to really take advantage of the attention that we were getting and get our message out, get the books out. However, you did draw some of the questionable people. Ooh, what's the Dirty Circle? Tell me all about that. Nobody wants that. But all in all, had an absolutely amazing time.
Yes, we did.
Oh, big shout out also to Miles Anthony and the elegant Margot B for stopping by Sunday and spending some time with us at the table. We sold a few of Margot's debut CD. Speaking of which, Margot B has a show at the Rockwood Music Hall on Friday at 10 o'clock. And on October 26th, this Saturday, Micah Chevalier is going to be at Billy's Black in Harlem. So you still got some things going on in Neo Soul. You can get out this weekend. I would suggest whichever one you can get to. I will be doing my best to make my way to the Rockwood Music Hall, because I just love everything Margot B does.
Yes, T. Mitch made that clear when he laid the law down at the Circle of Sisters.
I'm just saying, you know, I let you bash me on the show. I let you make me seem like a goofball and the extra serious interview person when we have female guests. I let you get off. I let you open the show talking about how smooth you are. I let you do a lot. But when we get face-to-face with people, you're not going to be trying to steal no shine from me. Margot knows me. Margot does not know the Q-Man. That was the first time you met her, and we interviewed Margot last June. So you was not about to infringe on whatever imaginary relationship Margot and I have. You wasn't about to do that. And Q was good for that, ladies and gentlemen. One of the WPLS account executives was walking by booth to booth, an attractive young woman giving out business cards, and she spoke to the one of us that looked like the more professional of the two. And she gives me her card, and we're having a conversation, and then here, you know, this 6'8" gargantuan person just, I want one too. Like, just out of nowhere, like, it's always, if it ain't about the both of us, it ain't about nobody. Which is why I'm very happy that while Q-Man was selling 2 or 3 or 4 books, I was approached by a woman who asked me if I wanted to model in a fashion show at the beginning of next year. And she took my card. It was about me for a little bit. So that was probably my shining moment at Circle of Sisters. But we had a great time. I had a great time and would love to do it again.
I would too. Fantastic time.
Absolutely. So what we had planned on the Neo Soul Show, we were to have 2 guests tonight. And one of our guests is Matthew Daniel, and we were attempting to Skype with Matthew, which is why, you know, he couldn't really hear me as clear earlier in the show. We were attempting to Skype with Matthew, but because of the time difference, you know, the UK is 5 hours ahead of us, so it's about 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. in the UK. We may have had a miscommunication with the fact that the show was on the 23rd, so it's still October 23rd here, but it's October 24th where Matthew is. So I was attempting to call him while Q was looking for me, and we weren't able to connect. So we may try that again, you know, because we had such a great time when we talked with Yasmin Amari out in Australia, which is about time to do that again. And we just wanted to bring something new to the table. So we are going to play one of Matthew's songs, since tonight is his night, and we will try again to get him on the show. But we also have Dr. E on tonight's show, and she is a songstress from Columbus, Ohio, and she has a very interesting background story that led to her music, and she's also written a book, and you know, education is really, really big. She just has an amazing story to tell, and we have an amazing single from her and from her upcoming album that we're going to be playing on the show. So I was trying to do something real cool for Q, because you know how Q is about exclusives, and we were going to be the first to play one of her newest singles. But you know, with mastering and making sure that all the legal stuff was taken care of with the single, we aren't going to be able to do that today. We may still be able to break her song first, but not today. But it's going to be a great interview nonetheless. We get her on. We're going to be speaking with her probably in the next 9 to 10 minutes. So we got a little bit more time. Do you got anything else you want to tell people about?
Ma'am, I'm sitting here eating a bag of pop chips with my lemonade with blueberry. I'm chilling right now.
I'm glad you said that. Let me point out to everyone, Q-Man does this often, talks about what he's eating, what he's chewing, what he's snacking on, would probably make you think, and you know, I like to poke fun at him too, would make you think that he's a portly fellow. Just point out for you guys, I'm going to post some pictures to the Neo Soul Show Instagram and the Neo Soul Show Twitter of Q-Man at Circle of Sisters, where you guys will see him in what would greatly appear like a muscle shirt. And he was wearing it very well.
Well, thank you, Terrence.
Yeah. That, see how sincere that was? He just threw my government out, like we're not on air and everything.
That was nice of you.
It was. That's the reason that, you know, I brought out the shirts that I brought out on Saturday and Sunday.
Your shirts, you have alien shirts.
Q thinks that there's something special about my shirts because they don't wrinkle.
Ever.
So I ironed them very well, and in the car ride with the seatbelt throughout the entire day, no wrinkle, not at all. There's no trick to it. You just add water to the iron. See, I'm learning that people don't put water in the iron. Don't understand where you guys got that from, but if you add water to the iron, to that max line, you do a very good job at keeping wrinkles off of your clothing. So that's what happened. But Circle of Sisters, you know, we did what we set out to do. We ran out of XDL cards. We handed out a lot of download cards for Latonka Soul, which is still the CD of the month over at XDL.com. We sold a few Neo Soul T-shirts. You know, the I Love Neo Soul T-shirts. There's also at XDL.com at the XDL shop. As mentioned earlier, Drake was there with his iPad out showing everybody the website. Q and I both brought business cards that were made up for us and, you know, handed those out. So we just had a really, really good time. We met a lot of good people and really excited, just really excited going forward.
Yes. Well said.
The only thing that messed it up was Nick Foles completely falling apart in Dallas. Now, am I still a Dallas fan? Yes. Have I rubbed it in Q-Man's face that we beat the Eagles? No. Because as a fantasy football general manager, I started Nick Foles and and he destroyed my team. Just destroyed it. So as upset as Q is at the Eagles loss, I'm equally upset that my fantasy football team took loss.
Hmm. I can't even talk about fantasy football.
And with that said, as he continues to put more calories and carbohydrates in his mouth, please check out xvl.com. We do know that there's going to be a website relaunch very soon. So the way the website looks now, the website will not look that way in the coming months or so. And from what I can hear, there's going to be a major Q-Man and T-Mitch presence on the new website.
Really?
Well, you know, Q-Man and myself both did one-on-one interviews with XVL at Circle of Sisters. So not only is that going to be on the website, but, you know, the Neo Social has grown and done some amazing things. So, you know, we're going to be blessed to have a lot more things to show and to offer our listeners. And I'm not going to blab a lot because there are some other things that we need to let everybody know about. And we got to get into tonight's show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little upset we weren't able to Skype and get Matthew Daniel on the show, but I will reach out to him and we will figure out how we're going to work it out going forward. But, again, we do have Dr. E, who we're going to be calling in a very, very short while. And we're going to do what we do.
I hear that.
Question, Q-Man, for all of the people that gave us their email addresses at Circle of Sisters, were you able to email them and let them and remind them about this great show that we have on Wednesday night?
Of course.
Okay, so shout out to everyone listening, whether this is your first time or like two of my favorite people in the chat room, Ty Elise and Mr. Berry. You are staples listening to the Neo Soul Show. Big shout out to Terry Tobin, who we haven't heard from since the infamous duet. Which Terry, we need to talk to you off air because we came up with something new that you guys spawned from that. We need to holler at you about something. So we got a great show tonight. We're going to get into some music because I want Q-Man to finish what he's doing and get a napkin and wipe all that up. So when our guest is on the line, you know, he's not in any position to not be able to join the conversation.
You know I got it.
And I know you do, as always. And I know you have some other things that you want to let the listeners know that you have coming up. As well. So.
No.
So anyway, I'm ready to get on with everything else in the show, as long as you are as well.
Of course.
Okay, so as promised, though we were not able to speak with him tonight, sending a big shout out across the pond to Matthew Daniels. He is a producer. Yeah, he grew up on Neo Soul music. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about him, but I do plan on getting him back on the show. We're going to play his lead single off of his upcoming album. And then right after that, we're going to play the first single from tonight's guest that we are going to have on the line, Dr. E. The name of the song is Eeky. Yeah, so for anyone else that didn't catch that right away, like the younger generation that doesn't use this term anymore, geeky would normally be preceded by freaky. So it'd be freaky geeky. The name of the song is Geeky, just to let you guys know what you're in for. So again, we're going to listen to Just One of a Million from Matthew Daniel, and then Geeky from Dr. E. We'll be back. It's the Neo Soul Show.
He kind of caught my eye. He really was cute. We had a good conversation and we wound up making a date for a rendezvous. After dinner in a movie, he started talking to me, telling me what he wanted to do. He said, my name is my game and my name is Dookie, and I wanna do the with you. He said, I like it, need it, touch it, tease it, wanna do the with you. Oh, with you. I was shocked. He had me on the lock till he made that freaky move. But as a deliberation, I made a little statement. I kinda wanna do that too. But my mind started flashing about the AIDS I'd be having from a one night stand with you. Cause you know with you. He said, I like it,
touch it,
ooh, I wanna do it, I wanna do it, wanna do it, yeah.
Baby, baby,
wanna
lady,
be your baby, baby.
I wanna do it with you.
He said, I want more than
that, but I
touch
it, sweet, wanna do it with you.
I wanna do it.
Good music.
I appreciate that. As always, I'm sure that tonight's guest, Dr. E, appreciates the kind words about her music. She's probably looking forward to hearing some more. So you ready to do this, man?
Yeah. Now, are we going to ask her why we call her doctor?
Of course, we're gonna do all of those things. What we're not going to do is ask any more free questions before we get her on the line. That's what we're not going to do. So, Q and I have been gone. It seems like we've been gone for much longer than a week because of Circle of Sisters this weekend, but we are back, rejuvenated, energized, and this is the first guest that we get to speak to with our new approach to life and Q-Man all slimmed down in muscle shirts. ladies and gentlemen, everyone in the chat room, everyone listening on their desktop, everyone listening on their cellular devices, the Neo Soul Show is proud to bring to you tonight's guest, Dr. D.
Yeah.
We got you on the line?
Yay. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you.
Hey, Dr. E.
Hey. How y'all doing?
We are doing good.
I love it.
Now,
Thanks for that compliment, too, on my music.
Of course. It's very good music.
Thank you.
But I want to know why we call you doctor.
Well, the woman that trained me, I'm a professor at The Ohio State University.
Oh.
The lady that trained me, her name was Dr. Geneva Smitherman, but she always went by Dr. G.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of modeled myself off of her because she was like this, she still is, this beautiful black person, woman, who just takes an interest in training young people, young scholars. And she showed me how I could be a black woman in the university and still be me and still be down to earth, know what you know, do what you do, know who you are, be excellent. But you don't have to put on airs. You can still be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really liked her. And so when I got my PhD, I was like, yo, I'm Dr. E. And I've been rolling with it. I've been rolling with it ever since.
Okay. Now, as a Michigan fan, now it's going to be hard for me to continue, but I'm going to get through it.
Oh, Lord. But check this out. Which Michigan? Because I got my PhD at Michigan State, so I do have some Michigan love in my spirit.
I mine is just straight up Michigan, so, I don't like Michigan State.
It's straight up. We're still together. Don't try to get you to the curb now. I'm still with you.
Okay. So, just so you know, my partner is about to ask you some questions.
Okay.
He tends to, get a little personal.
Okay.
Sometimes he goes too far. So if he does, you just say strawberries, and that'll be the word for him to stop. He's going too far, okay?
Okay.
All right, T. Mitch, it's all yours.
Huh?
Strawberries, though? That's the best you could come up with? Strawberries?
It's the panic word.
I'll address that with you later. How you doing tonight? How you doing tonight, Dr. E?
I'm doing well. I can't complain. A lot of good things happening for me.
That is good to hear. Well, normally the first question that we ask is that we ask our guests to tell our listeners a little bit about them from a musical standpoint.
Okay. Well, I started back writing songs in like 1994, maybe. I started writing songs when I was a graduate student at Michigan State. Like I said, the woman that trained me, Dr. G, she didn't like the fact that I was driving to Cleveland on the weekends to sing with different bands and stuff. And so I stopped to keep myself going because I'm, driven and I love music. I just, stayed home and wrote songs. And at first I was writing songs for other artists or trying to write songs for other artists. I would say, I'm going to write this for Destiny's Child or this group or that person or Monica or whoever. Whoever was out that I liked because I love female vocalists. But eventually, I started writing songs for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, I got my confidence up to, you know, like want to record for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was with a band called Flesh Coat, and that was in like 2005. And so we put out our first CD. And then after that project was over, you know, I was doing a lot of gigging by myself. And then I decided I wanted to do my own solo project in 2010. And so that's when I came out with Dr. E Elevated. And that CD is kind of autobiographical. My journey, it's a lot about recovery from prostitution, drug addiction, overcoming the street life, getting back in school, just going for my gusto, going for my dreams. So that's what kind of like what that CD is about. You know, like getting my PhD, and I'm going to do both worlds. I'm going to not just do the academy and the university. I'm going to also do my music, because I'm going to do everything I want to do because God let me live. You know, that's And now I'm working on the song for the Struggle CD. And it should be out in February, and I'm very excited. And so that song that you played, it's the first release off of that CD. Beaky.
Wow.
Song for the Struggle. And Song for the Struggle, most of the songs go with chapters of my recently released book called PhD to PhD, How Education Saved My Life. And the first PhD stands for Poho on Dope.
And how is that book going?
Huh?
How is that book going?
It's going so well. Better than
really?
I could have ever thought. Yes.
Oh, excellent.
And the word is getting out. People have been showing me so much love. It's been a blessing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
T. Mitch.
No, because this is normally where you ask a question. You always make the guests think that I just ask all the questions. This is normally where you ask a question.
Oh. You mean you already... Man, I must be really tearing these chips up.
I thought somebody was snacking. But I didn't
yeah.
want to say nothing.
I do. I have a tapeworm. Okay.
I haven't heard that word in a long time.
So, what I want to know, who your musical influences were growing up.
I listened to, my mom listened to, like, Dionne Warwick, Frank Sinatra. Those kinds of artists. Also, you know, like reggae and calypso. My mother's Jamaican, so we listen to a lot of calypso.
Mm-hmm.
My dad listened to, like, Sarah Vaughan and Billy Eckstein. But he also loved, like, James Brown. You know, so we listen to a lot of different stuff. And then my personal, I just always loved female vocalists. So, you know, I love, like, when I was growing up, listening to, like, The Emotions and Natalie Cole and Patti LaBelle and Regina Bell, Stephanie Mills. I love Erykah Badu. I love Jill Scott. I love Lettuce. I just love a female voice.
Mm-hmm.
But I love male voices, too. But, I study female vocals.
Okay. Nice.
Okay, well, let me jump back in before he get crumbs all over the switchboard. So you mentioned your debut album, Elevated, and you mentioned the album you're working on now, Songs of the Struggle.
Yeah.
How would you say that you've grown as an artist and as a songwriter from the first album to the album you're working on now?
I Because on the last project, I could say that I took a lot more ownership than I had previously. And I think I've grown as a vocalist. I think I've grown as a collaborator, too. Because sometimes you can have your, as a writer, you can have your own blueprint for how you think you want a song to sound, and you don't want any input from anybody. Because like myself, I don't play an instrument, so I'm always relying on trying to get the mood across to the producer.
Mm-hmm.
So like, these are the lyrics. I can sing the song to you, and I can tell you what the song's about, and I can tell you how I feel, and I can tell you the chords that I want to hear. And sometimes I could be too strict, because sometimes somebody can almost give you what you ask for, and it might not be what you ask for, but it's good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to not accept that at all, you know, right? But now I can kind of go with, you know, something that I might not have heard, but somebody else hears it, and then I can be open to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm growing, being able to accept other people's vibrations if it's a good vibration, you know? And it helps me grow. Yeah, yeah. So I think I'm growing like that, you know. But to me, music is all about vibration, and I'm open to other good vibrations.
Hmm. Oh, wait, we like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is what we mentioned your book. PhD to PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked of, you know, about how successful the book currently is. I guess my question is, was your intention with the book more therapeutic, or were you trying to tell a story that would inspire others that may have found themselves in similar situations?
You know what? The second part of what you said, that was like my first, you know, that was what I was writing for, because I always, it's the book that I always wanted to write, like when I was a graduate student and then when I was an assistant professor. I wanted that book to be like my first book, because it's about, like, you know, where I come from and my struggle to figure out who I was, not mm-hmm. let other people define me. And I can look back, you know, and say, wow, you know, I was pretty naive.
Hmm.
And I was pretty, like, not proud of myself as a Jamaican-American Black person. I was not proud of myself when I was younger. Just as a Black person, because, you know, you get so many, I had a lot of negative definitions put on me. I didn't look like beautiful people who were described as beautiful. And so, you know, I had a lot of low self-esteem and hang-ups. And so I can look back and see where I came through those things and, you know, learned about myself and not let other people define me. So that was kind of like my first reason for writing a book. Like, you can have a lot of negative, painful experiences, but you can still rise above those. And, you know, not let anybody else define you. So that was my main reason for writing it. But mm-hmm. once I started writing it, like, that was always, you know, like, my goal to write that. And my daughters, I always told my kids when they were younger, that I was out in the streets, I was on drugs, I was a prostitute. And I told them that when they were very young, because I never wanted other people to be able to hurt my kids and tell them nothing about me. So I always told them myself, because I got my life clean when they were real little. So they didn't really know. And so they grew up kind of like hearing those stories. And they knew, and they used to tell me, like, Mom, when are you going to write about your life? Because I used to tell them so many stories about it. And when I wrote my first book, and it was like a more, academic-sounding book, that I kind of almost, it was about me, but it was so theoretical that you couldn't really tell it was about me. And it was about my community, but you couldn't really tell it was about my community. Like, people from my community wouldn't even want to read that book. And so my goal was always to write a book that people from my community would respect and feel, good about, because it was the truth about myself and where I came from, and that they could be proud of me. And so I never knew, though, that once I really started writing it, how therapeutic it was going to be. And it was painful writing it. It was a hard book to write.
Wow.
Well, that
like
deep.
That definitely was. Okay.
Yeah,
I cried.
I didn't know I was gonna be crying. Like every time I wrote a chapter, I'd have to think about stuff sometimes. It took me a while. And I still cry sometimes, thinking about it, but it was rough. It was therapeutic.
Well, that's amazing that you have that story to tell. It's just happy that you were able to, get through it and then be able to transfer that into, writing the book and in your music. And I know, Q-Man is also a self-published author, so I know, he wishes you much success with the publication as well.
Thank you.
Of course.
It's a grind, though, right?
Is it? Oh, my gosh.
It's a grind because there's so many authors and, there's so much vying for people's attention. But what I've been finding out, though, that I'm so glad about is that a lot of people do read. There's a stereotype about us that we don't read.
Which
Black
is not
people
true.
Read.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yep. They might have a chicken wing next to their bed, but they will
right.
read.
Right. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I'm going to have that. I'm going to have that wing.
Wow.
I'm going to have that wing. I'm not there.
I'm telling you.
Well, now that that's been said, we do have a couple more questions musically related. With you working on the album and everything, I know I took a look at the YouTube page. I saw some live performances. One of my favorite questions to ask, as always, what would a Dr. E performance consist of?
A Dr. E performance is going to consist of just trying to. I'm all about love. I'm all about love. I'm all about trying to connect with people. Because no matter how well somebody can sing, if you can't help people with, make them feel you spiritually, to me, performing is a spiritual experience. So I always pray and ask God to help me get free, because if I'm too busy thinking about if I'm going to be perfect or how I look, and I'm, those kinds of things, you want to be your best. But it's really about the spirit and the vibration. And so I always try to just tap into the vibration in the room and get love flowing through the room. And that's been working for me, and I have fun. I have fun. I try to have my audience have fun. I try to make people sing. I try to get people to dance, but I also try to get people to just sit there and feel, too.
That sounds like fun.
So when are you coming up north to perform?
Whenever you tell me. Hook it up and I'll be right there. Help a sister out. You know, I'm an independent artist. We got to network with each other.
This is true. And we're gonna have to work that out.
We got to work it out.
I forget. Tell everyone where they can find your music.
CityBaby.com for Dr. E. Elevated. For Dinky, which is the first single, they can go to my website at GiveUsFreeRecords.com. Like the movie Amistad, brother said, give us free.
I only watched the first 10 minutes.
You couldn't take it?
Once I saw the sausages out, I couldn't keep going.
I hear you.
It's too much.
Wow.
Well, there's a lot of those kind of painful situations. You know, movies coming out.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying now we need to go see 12 Years of Slave.
Yeah.
I read that book a long time ago.
But
all of
good?
Those kind of movies. The book was great.
That black dude's a good actor, though. I don't know his name, but the guy in that
they
movie.
They say the
is
movie
good
is good. They say it's good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, T. Mitch, anything, any final words for Dr. E?
I forgot to say my other website.
I thought there was one more.
Yes, PhD to PhD.com.
Oh. Gonna have to check that one out.
Check the sister out. It's so beautiful for y'all to have me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we're glad to have you.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So I feel like I've already been knowing y'all for years.
I know. And you know what? Even though you're in Ohio State, you're good people.
I'm glad you could feel that vibration, my brother. I try.
Definitely.
I do try.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for having me. And I hope you'll have me back after my CD is done.
We will when that CD is done. And we will do a review right here on the show.
All right.
So you make sure you stay in touch. And again, thanks for being on with us. And we'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
soon.
All righty. Thank you. Good night.
You take
Good
care,
night.
Dr. E.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dr. E, everybody. What a great guest.
That was a great guest. That was a great interview. Shout out to everybody tweeting, you know, about the show and about the interview. You know, it's self-centered and egotistical as you, the Q-Man and T-Mitch seem to be. You know, we do a lot of this to entertain you guys. So, you know, we love seeing that you enjoy the interviews and you're just as into how deep some of these artists are about their grind and their passion as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Very that true. Was a good one, man. That was a very, very, very good show. I think it was the show that we needed coming off the tomfoolery of Cerebral Sisters. And without saying too much, this was just a really good weekend. It was a really, really good weekend. You know what's really good? Like, you have that secret that's really good that you can't tell anybody. Like, it was that type of good weekend.
Yes, it was. I mean, we had cake for breakfast.
Some of us had cake for dinner.
It's just great. Had a great time.
So,
and shout out to Barry, who hasn't said a word in the chat room tonight. I don't know what's going on.
And shout out to everybody listening in the chat rooms out there. Everybody listening everywhere, whether you're on iTunes, Archive, Facebook, however you're listening to the show. We love all the attention. We love all the support. We have something great planned for next week. As I said, Terry Tobin and Q-Man, when they did the rotation playlist, they just kind of sparked a lot of beautiful things off in my mind. So if I'm not mistaken, next week on the Neo Soul Show, I believe we're going to have our first listeners in rotation playlist. And I think Kiki is going to be on the show, and she's going to give us her in rotation playlist.
Oh, wow.
Yes, she is going to be the first listener to come on the show and do her in rotation playlist. And Ms. Tobin, like I said, we got to get with you off air, because I think it kind of goes without saying that we would want you to be the first past guest that we had to an in rotation playlist, as long as you and Q don't reprise any more duets, no more singing from him at all. That's what we have in store. So again, November 2nd next week. Oh, that's not even next week. It's October 30th next week. So, you know, it's one of the things that we have coming up. Just check us out on Twitter at The Neo Soul Show. You can catch us at facebook.com/TheNeoSoulShow. We also have an Instagram at The Neo Soul Show, where I will be posting the pictures of the Q-Man in the muscle shirt.
Oh, God.
Big shout out again to Dr. E. Shout out to Matthew Daniel, who I will be getting back in contact with. I really think we just had a misunderstanding with the time zone difference, and we will get him back on the Neo Soul Show. I was feeling that thing we played for him as well. And, you know, just wish everybody have, you know, a blessed rest of the week. And we catch you all next week. And I think the fellas are hanging out this weekend, so you might see Q-Man and T-Mitch in your town. It's a good thing.
Well said, man. Go ahead, man. Finish it off.
God. So my uncle, the Q-Man, I go by the name T-Mitch. Once again, thanks everybody for listening. We love and enjoy the support. We will see you all next week. Or as my uncle would say, we will try and do better. Shout out to the entire XDL staff, family, Uncle Ray, Drake, Sister Sweet, everybody who was involved. And big shout out to WBLS and Circle of Sisters for love. They showed us. We will see you all next week. Good night, everybody.
Night.